old toys out. I need to get old toys out.
Can you ship all the toys out?
Yeah. Please.
What have we got here?
I don't need any books.
You don't need any books?
No. That's not fair.
What's not fair?
Put it on the floor. Put it on the floor, mate.
Why do you want me to put it on the floor?
Train's a little crash in it.
You want to play with your train set?
Yeah.
Well, just before we play with the train set, let's have a look at this.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Is it not fair?
No, put that away.
Do you remember this story about Thomas and the missing Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember what the story was all about?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was Christmas time, and Thomas the Tank Engine was going to collect a Christmas tree, wasn't he? But what happened?
I don't know. In the snow down over there now.
He got stuck in the snow, didn't he?
I need to put it away now.
You need to put it away now?
Yeah.
He got stuck in the snow, didn't he? And the other trains and some men had to come and rescue him, dig him out. And when he finally got the Christmas tree back to the station, it was quickly decorated just before people began to crowd into the station. And then what happened? They switched on the Christmas tree lights. Father Christmas arrived, gave out presents to the children, and they had a carol party. And the last page of the book finishes with, "All the engines had a marvellous party. It's no fun getting stuck in the snow," whispered Thomas. "But it was worth it for a party like that." Happy Christmas, everyone. Look, Thomas has got balloons, hasn't he? He's decorated with balloons. Well, next week, next Monday, you're going to have a party, aren't you?
But yours.
And it's going to be quite a lot of... We're going to have to do some food. We're going to have to wrap some parcels up for Pass the Parcel. You remember to pass the parcel and you all sit round in a circle and some music plays. And when the music stops, you open a layer of paper.
Mm.
And there's usually something inside, isn't there? So we've got that to wrap.
And we've got to do
things like pin the tail on a donkey.
Yeah, no need to read any books.
You don't have to read any books?
No.
Oh, that's a shame, because Mummy's got lots of books about birthdays. I thought we could work out.
No.
You don't have to do that. Do you not remember this story? This was a lovely story. You like this one.
Mm.
This was about a birthday party. We've not read these books for quite a while.
Read it now.
Want to read it now? What's that?
Cake.
A birthday cake. And how many candles are on that cake?
Lots.
There are. One,
two,
three, four. Four cakes on the candle. I mean, four candles on the cake, silly mummy. "I chose John's birthday present on my own. Can't I try them out, Mum?" "No," Mum said, "we bought them for John." What have they bought for John's present?
Crayons.
Some crayons, that's right. Look, they're in a shop that sells all sorts of stationery. It's got envelopes and books and pencils and pens and crayons and books and birthday cards. And look, they've obviously bought some wrapping paper, because when they got home, Mummy's using the scissors to cut the wrapping paper. There's sellotape on the table. And the little girl's holding the crayons. So that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to cut up some wrapping paper to wrap up some presents. Stick them with sellotape. Right, the little girl's getting ready for the party now. "Let's have your blue ribbon," Mum said as she brushed her hair. Right, they've got to the party now, haven't they? Can you see the balloons on the door? Shall we have some balloons on our front door next week?
Yes.
Whose party did we go to where they had balloons on the door?
Charlotte's.
Charlotte's, that's right. "Is that my present?" John said when we arrived. "Happy birthday, John," Mum said. She made me give him the present. But the little girl doesn't really want to hand the present over to John, does she? Because
no.
She bought them and she wants to play with them. Look, she doesn't look very happy, does she? John looks excited because it's his present, and the little girl's mummy looks excited, but little girl isn't. I wonder whether we've got a name for the little girl. I don't think we have, actually, have we? What shall we call her?
Lucy.
Lucy. Okay, we'll call her Lucy. Look, they're having a birthday party now. Can you see? Mm. What are they all doing?
Grums.
They're eating grums?
Yeah.
What do you think they're eating?
Food.
Food. They're eating food. What sort of food shall we have at your party next week?
Sausages.
Sausages. Mm. And what else?
Bacon.
And bacon? Mm. Do you want a birthday cake?
Yeah.
What sort of birthday cake do you want?
Blue.
A blue one? Mm. Right, okay. You keep asking for this blue cake, don't you? Well, listen, darling. We've had a bit of a hiccup, haven't we? Because we were going to have either Bob the Builder or Thomas the Tank Engine. And I think we decided on Thomas the Tank Engine because you said you didn't want Bob the Builder. But when we went to the shop, we couldn't find any Thomas things, could we? We've ended up with Tweenies. So I think what we'll try and do is buy a Tweenies cake. And then you want to play the train set now. And then I think we'll perhaps have, on Sunday next week, Grandma and Granddad are coming because it's Mother's Day on Sunday. So you've got to make a fuss of Mummy and Daddy's got to make a fuss of Grandma. So I think what we might do is have a Thomas the Tank Engine cake then for Mother's Day and your birthday.
Yeah, no.
Here's my cake, John shouted. He just left my present on the floor. Look, he's been so excited by everything he's got, he's thrown the wrapping paper on the floor. After tea, we had games and balloons and running about and jumping and bumping.
Yeah.
Look, they're having a great time, aren't they, with balloons? Oh, it's time to go home now. My dad collected me. Give her the balloon, John's mum said. Do you really want it? John said. Yes, please, I said. I do. Now, you see, when they arrived, the little girl didn't want to hand the present over to John, did she? Mm. And now they're leaving. John doesn't want to give the little girl a balloon to take home. She really wants it. So this time the little girl's looking happy and the little boy's looking sad. That was a nice story, wasn't it?
I'm
going to
run out.
Oh.
I'm
going to
leave that away.
You want that? You want that away? What's that, the wheels on the bus?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that, it'll do. You're still not well, are you? This is called Teddy's Birthday Surprise. On the morning of Teddy's birthday, the postman brought him a special letter. Teddy opened it quickly. It was an invitation to a surprise party in his honour. Do you think we'll be seeing a lot of the postman next week?
No.
Oh, it isn't actually next week. It's the week after, isn't it? It's a week on Monday. Mm. I think we will. Do you not remember at Christmas when the postman kept coming with letters? For Christmas? I think he'll come with lots for your birthday.
No.
Teddy was very excited and ran through the woods where he found a big red bus parked, decked with balloons.
Yeah.
All of Teddy's friends were inside the bus having a wonderful time. Happy birthday, Teddy! They all cheered. Hey, that's a good idea, Harry.
No.
Hiring a bus for a birthday party, isn't it? That would be superb.
No, I need to get out of the way.
You don't want to read books, though, do you?
No.
Oh, we've got to do a tape, darling. I'm sorry.
I need to
my friend. Well, all right. Let's just finish this book and you can have your train set. At tea time, they all rush back to Teddy's house. There is still one more surprise for you, Teddy, said his friends. Inside his house, Teddy found a beautiful train set.
Teddy loved trains. I need to go and play that train set.
You want to go inside the book and play with their train set?
Yeah.
Well, what sort of train has Teddy got?
No.
Has he got a green engine?
No.
And two carriages?
No.
Inside his house, Teddy found a beautiful train set. Teddy loved trains and wished he could be an engine driver one day. The next morning, Teddy's father took him to a real railway station and Teddy met an engine driver. You can wave the train off with my flag, said the engine driver. Teddy stood on the platform and waved the flag as the train pulled away. Teddy was too small to drive a rail train, but you can drive the baggage cart, said the driver. Teddy was delighted as he drove the baggage cart down the platform. Thank you, Dad, for a great birthday surprise, my Teddy.
No, you've read my train.
Want to play with the train set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course you do.
There you are.
No, it's a real and you jump up.
Pardon?
Woo woo.
What's she saying about railway engines?
You'll be with my flag, big blue engine guys off.
You can wave the flag and wave the big blue engine off. Tips on the table. Wait for a crash. 1, 2, 3.
Now another one landing on the floor.
Another one's landed on the floor.
With me. And out.
You get even more enthusiastic about your party next week.
Oh yeah, got that. No, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow? No, it's not tomorrow. No.
Yes, it is.
Got some hats to wear at the party, haven't we?
Mm.
And those are the cups we'll drink out of. Who have they got on them?
Tweenies.
Tweenies, which tweenie is it?
Milo.
Is it Milo, that one?
Mm.
Right. Oh, we've got some napkins. Who's on the napkins?
Bella.
Bella? Oh, we've got lots of balloons. Oh, I see. The balloons say things like, I'm Fizz, I'm Milo. So the others must say, I'm Jake and I'm...
Bella.
Bella. We haven't opened them, so we don't know. Those are the invitations we need to send out. It says, Tweenies. We'll write the name on. Invites you to play at their house on such and such day at such and such a time. And then we've got to write on to Thomas. They have to write on to Thomas. Thank you for your invitation. I will not be able to come. And there we have to write our address, don't we, and telephone number.
Well, let's go on this way. It's the other way around.
What's the other way around? Down with the train set. We have to put the bridge the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, we've got party bags. Who's on the party bag?
Google's our Jake.
Jake, and on the back of the party bag it's?
Google's.
Google's the dog. On the back it says, oh, it might be the front, it says, hey, hey, he's ready to play. We've got to write the child's name there. One of your friends. Oh, and we've got plates. Who's on the plates?
Trillions on this.
Tweenies and Fizz. It's Fizz and
Jake.
Jake's with the orange face, isn't he? Milo's the purple face. And then look, we've got some little chocolate bars to put in the party bags.
Yeah.
Do they have the tweenies on them?
Mm. Who's on Bella?
Bella.
And Fizz.
Fizz.
And Schmeidler.
Milo.
And Fizz.
And Fizz. There's Bella, Jake, Doodles, Milo and Fizz. And look, we've got this as well. We've got a train now. We've got a table cover with the tweenies on.
That's a train set.
Thomas, don't make such a lot of noise. Do you want me to help you build the train track round in the circle?
I'm going to go to yoga.
Pardon?
A bunch of trains coming.
Would you like Mummy and Daddy to buy you a few more pieces for your train set, Thomas, for your birthday?
Yeah. All the way around the blocks.
All the way around the block?
Yeah.
Well, I wondered about trying to find you an engine shed so that all your engines have somewhere to sleep. What do you think?
And my box is the engine tunnel. The tree's on the engine line.
What's on the engine line? A tree?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good shape, isn't it?
Yeah.
think we can manage to get...
All the way around blocking you.
All the way around the block?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying, all the way around the block? Yes. Oh dear, it's falling off the table at that end. Train track pressed against the police car and set the engine off, didn't it? We can put some bits of fence there, look, and it'll stop the trains falling off the end.
I'm going to give some more piece of wood there.
Pardon?
More piece of wood.
Another piece of wood over there, right, and we'll put that there as well. Just move the police car because every time we move the train track it presses on the button. Right, shall we set up some houses and things over here? Train's putting his boo-boo on his siren.
Yeah.
Boo-boo.
Your personal friend is make of smoke.
Boo-boo.
Your pot's on fire in there.
Oh, I see. I'm the fireman on the train, am I? Stoking up the fire to make some smoke.
And some warm steam.
That's clever.
It's falling down.
Is it?
Yeah.
The table isn't really big enough, is it? I think we could do this better on the floor. Right, where do you want to put your signs, Thomas?
Here. One next to that. One next to here. That's a good idea.
It is a good idea, yeah.
Shh. Stop, go.
Shall we put some houses there, near the church?
Yeah.
That can be a village there.
Oh no!
A village there with lots of houses. And over here, look, it's the shops and the school. Does that look nice? I'd quite like to live in that village.
Someone's bashed in
the
train.
Someone's bashed the train?
And I dropped away. There's some lots of carriages. That one? That one be lots of ones. Oops, I dropped one.
You've dropped one?
Yeah. You're a good person, aren't you?
Who's a good person?
You are.
Because I picked it up?
Yeah.
You said you're a good person, aren't you?
You're not a lady, you're a person.
I'm not a lady, I'm a person.
Yeah. You're not a traffic sign, you're a person.
No, I'm not a traffic sign, I'm a person. Saying a lot of stop and go this morning, aren't you?
Yeah. Up and down.
And up and down. Stop and go and up and down. What about over and under? Do you know what over and under is?
Yeah.
Over is this, when it goes over the bridge, on top. And under is when it goes below the bridge, under the bridge.
Oh yes, that's a big good idea.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is, ma'am. It's a no Milo.
You're calling me Milo now? Yes, I know Milo.
Bella.
Where's the train going, Thomas?
Mummies.
Mummies?
No, it's going to stop at the village school.
It's going to stop at the village school?
No, it's going to stop at Manchester Village.
Going to stop at Manchester Village?
Yeah.
Right, Manchester's a city, actually, Thomas.
It's a city here.
The city or the town is where they have shops. And a village is usually where they have houses and perhaps a school.
And a chip shop.
A chip shop. Well, they could have a chip shop in a village or a town, couldn't they? Villages are smaller than towns. And villages are mainly in country areas, and there are fields and parks and trees and churches and pubs and post offices and schools.
And then he's dropping down and dropped on your hand.
Leaves drop down, yes. Well, leaves drop down in the city and the town as well as the village and the country, don't they? In autumn, when the leaves are falling off the trees, they fall off trees wherever they are. Look at this scene here. We've got the shops and the school, and there are trees here. And over there where the houses are, there are trees. But you can have houses in places that aren't villages. They can still be towns in streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't live in a village, do we?
No.
No, we just live on a...
Just live in a little village.
Yes, Grandma and Grandad Bealby used to live in a village. In a country village near York. They've moved to a town now.
Poor Pippin moving a house.
Oh, that's right. We were watching Auntie Mabel and Pippin and they were moving house. Poor Pippin didn't want to move house, did he? Or did she? I think Pippin's a girl. She wanted to stay where she was in the old house, didn't she? Auntie Mabel doesn't look like she lives in a village because the bungalow that it shows is in, she looks very much as if she lives in the country on her own. I can't see any other houses near Auntie Mabel's. But we live in a drive. This is called the drive, or sometimes it's called a close, or a road, or a street, or a cul-de-sac.
This train not got any carriages.
Hasn't it? Why are the carriages for the train?
There.
Oh, right. Why is the little engine going off on its own?
He's waiting.
He's waiting.
Soon, and it's going backwards.
He's waiting and waiting. Why is he waiting and waiting?
The engine carriages A jewelry.
Can't tell what you're saying. It's a long train, that, isn't it?
Yeah. You wish you got a train set.
You wish you had a train set?
You wish you have a train set.
Well, I can share yours, can't I, Thomas? I haven't got a train set of my own, but I play with yours quite a bit. And Daddy plays with it a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think Daddy really enjoys your train set.
And cries a lot.
Give
it back
to me.
Pardon?
I'm going to give it back to me. You cry that you won't
give it back to
you? No. Of course he'll give it back to me. It's your train set, isn't it?
No, it's bitter. And his carriage is coming down. Look at the mark there.
The carriage is going near the little mark on the tablecloth. Do you know what the little mark is, Thomas?
Yeah.
It's a pen mark. Because I think somebody's been drawing with a pen. Somebody called.
No, it's not. It's Daddy.
Is it Daddy?
Yeah.
Well, I shall tell him off when I see him. I'll say, naughty Daddy for drawing on my tablecloth.
No, I'm not naughty. No, I'm not.
You're not naughty, no. As if. So what would Thomas like for his birthday?
Balloons.
Balloons?
On my jumper.
Balloons on your jumper? Okay. You might get some little badges that say I am 3. You can wear those on your jumper, can't you?
Yeah.
We've got to work out who were... Oh, Thomas, have you got a splinter in your finger? Just let me have a look, please, darling.
No.
Please let me look, because it'll hurt. Has it come from the wooden track? The wooden train track?
No.
Oh, please let me have a look, darling, because if we don't get it out, it'll hurt. I can get it out in a second.
Get a pair of scissors.
Get a pair of scissors. I don't need a pair of scissors. I just need to... Just need to do that. Better?
Oh, no, is it?
Is that better? Let me give it a kiss. Oh, I'll give you a kiss as well. Oh, darling. You've been a poorly boy this week, haven't you?
Yeah.
You feeling a bit better today?
Yeah.
Good. So you want some balloons? What are you looking at? What have you done? Do you want your potty?
No.
You sure? You tell me, won't you? I know what it is. You've just discovered you're sitting in your chair that you're sitting for meals, but you haven't got the straps on, have you?
I haven't got my straps.
Oh, you have. You've done it yourself. Did you put the strap on yourself?
Yeah.
Aren't you clever? So we're going to have some balloons and you might have a badge.
Say, Thomas the Tank in McDonald's.
Thomas the Tank in McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh.
A good Christian.
You're a good Christian?
No, yeah, I need some more traffic signs.
Well, those are the traffic signs.
There's some more.
Oh, there aren't any more, darling. There are three there.
And I got some more.
Thomas, why did you say you were a good Christian? You said this before. What do you mean?
I got some loads of traffic signs.
You've got loads of traffic signs? Yeah. Where are they? Oh, there's one, look. You had four. There we are. How's that?
And it's in block. I've got lots of now.
I've got lots.
Two yellows, reds.
Two yellows and two reds, that's right. This one, this red one says do not enter. That yellow one shows there's a level crossing, pedestrians can cross. I'm really not sure what that means, because it's a yellow sign, isn't it?
It means... Do you point her a train or go on a sledge?
It means what?
Peter Pointer not train on a sledge.
Peter Pointer not train on the sledge? What on earth does that mean?
And that one says stop.
And that one says stop, you're quite right. Yes, that red one says stop.
What does stop mean?
Stop means stop, you can't go. It's like Julian at music lesson. He says go when he wants you to bang the instruments and when he wants you to run around or dance. But he says stop when he wants you to be still and quiet, doesn't he? We like music lessons, don't we? You sang the Scarecrow song, didn't you, this week?
Yeah. What for?
What for? We've not sung it for a while, have we? We've not been to music lessons for a while because Julian's been poorly.
But here's a where's the traffic sign?
Where are the traffic signs? Gosh, listen to that aeroplane. That sounds very loud. It sounds loud and low, doesn't it? Where are the traffic signs, Thomas?
They're wand.
And which one is that? What does that say?
Jack.
That says do not enter.
I'll say number one.
What does that say?
It doesn't enter.
That's the one we don't know what it means. We'll have to find out. We'll have to ask somebody what that sign means.
It means
the train not go under the tunnel thing.
It's when the traffic sign gone into beds.
Where have the traffic signs gone, Thomas?
Under the bed.
They've gone to bed?
Yeah.
Under the bed? You put them under the arches, the bridges? And you said they've gone to bed. Oh, are they having a sleep?
Mm.
Gosh, they'll soon wake up when the train goes over the bridge because it'll make an awful noise, won't it?
Boo
boo! Ooh, yes. Boo boo.
I put this card away. Left asleep and putting back, going back where it was.
Would you like me to take the engine round here and over the bridge?
No.
Boo boo! Oh, Thomas, that's a lot of noise.
Carriage.
You want to know the yellow carriage?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, where is the yellow carriage? Where's the yellow carriage gone, do you know?
I don't know.
It wasn't in the box, was it?
No.
I'll just have a look under the chairs because you were playing with it last night. It might be in. Oh, I can see it, Di. It's on the floor here. You dropped it. It's just by your feet. There we are. How's that? Tell you what, Thomas, there's a lot of aircraft today.
I need some sweets.
You need some sweets?
Yeah, in the beach.
Well, are you feeling up to sweets? You've not really been eating much. Although well, you've eaten a bit more today, haven't you?
A ride on Bob the Builder, Lewis. No.
You had a ride on Bob the Builder and John Lewis. I think it was in Sainsbury's, actually.
No. It's in Tesco.
In Tesco, sorry, that's what I meant, Tesco.
That's a worker. My dad and mum said bye-bye, Thomas.
Mum said bye-bye, Thomas?
Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah. Anyway, we'll put a few of those in the train carriage. How's that? So when Daddy took you to Tesco, you had a ride in the Bob the Builder machine. And you got talking to a man who said bye-bye, Thomas, is that right? Mm. Very nice. Somebody's coming to the door now. Sausages in one of the train carriages.
Yeah.
Oh look, there's a little fire engine from Thomas the Tank Engine here.
Would you? I can fire Sam. Oh no.
Is it Fireman Sam?
Oh no.
It is the fire engine that belongs to Thomas the Tank Engine, isn't it?
What?
Oh. It has a name.
I can't. No,
I've not got a fire engine. Well, I don't know. We've got the Thomas the Tank Engine book here. I'll have a quick look through. Sometimes they have things in these books, don't they?
Fireman Sam.
You like Fireman Sam, don't you? Who's your favourite?
So I can't get you to go back.
Thomas the Tank Engine's your favourite. You prefer that to Bob the Builder and Fireman Sam, do you?
Yeah. Let's go, Nina. Nina. Flash. Nina.
Oh, the fire engine's going out, is it?
Coming in the tunnel. Make it nice and dark.
Yeah. I can't see a fire engine in that Thomas book. We've got a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine books, haven't we? But I can't say I've seen a fire engine, but it is a proper fire engine from the Thomas the Tank Engine set. So a fire engine was featured in some of the stories somewhere.
I've got Fire Sam big book.
You've got a big Fireman Sam book, yes. That's upstairs, isn't it? Well, there's fire engines in Fireman Sam, we know that, don't we?
You said fire engine.
Yes, but the fire engine...
You can't see a fire engine.
No, I can't see a fire engine now. Where is it? Under the bridge?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it parked under the bridge in case there's an emergency and it's needed quickly?
But Nina, Nina, emergency, let's go, Nina.
There's an emergency, let's go. Yes, if there's an emergency, it would put its ninas on, wouldn't it?
Let's go!
Let's go, is that what it's saying? Let's go. Oh, look at the windmills blowing on. That one over there near the white tulips is blowing so quickly that we can hardly see the colours. Alright, it's slowed down now.
Nina, Nina, let's go.
Nina, Nina, let's go.
Let's go. Nina, 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 Nina.
Shh, not so loud, Tommy, please.
Let's go. Let's go. Nina, Nina. Nina, Nina, Nina. Stop winching. Nina. And rolled away. Do you need some ice cream?
Do I need some ice cream? That would be very pleasant, please. Can I get ice cream from the fire engine? Can I?
I found some little person, Nina. A little mummy. Nina, Nina.
What did you say? Farm and Sam gave it to the passing Nina and he's giving it to mummy. Oh, thank you. That's a lovely ice cream cone.
And Farm Sam put in his tunnel.
Fireman Sam's the hero next door.
Fireman Sam's the hero next door. A little bee hoop. Fireman Sam's the hero next door. A little bee hoop. Fireman Sam.
Are you making it up as you go along?
Little bee hoop. Fireman Sam. Morning, Mummy, newbie hoop, famous Sam. Newbie hoop, fine, make it nice and clean. Famous Sam, on and off.
Well, I heard the fireman Sam keep it nice and clean. He keeps his engine nice and clean. Fireman Sam, you cannot ignore. Sam is the hero next door. Well, I don't know what you're saying, newbie hoop. What's
What's a newbie hoop? For some newbie hoop, a friend newbie hoop. Bella's song is called Mrs. Hoop.
Bella's song is called Mrs. Hoop?
Yeah. Your song is called Sarah. Let's go concert. Hello, Nina's. You can see Nina.
I can't see the fire. I can see the back of the fire engine here, but no, I can't see the lights. You couldn't even light the Nina's.
Nina's under his tunnel.
They are. The lights are hidden under the tunnel. I can't see them. You're quite right.
You see a first light flashed off. You see a Nina now. It's going and you see a lot of Ninas. And stop.
The lights aren't flashing now. Are they?
Under the tunnel. You can see Ninas. I've heard lots of ladders.
I can see the back of the ladders.
You can't see the fire engine. Found your gone somewhere.
Has it?
It's gone under the tunnel.
Has it?
Yeah, please stop tunnel. It's train. Go under the tunnel and up in the tunnel. So you possibly piece the wood.
Where's the piece of wood?
There.
What are you telling me about the piece of wood?
I need to cut it.
You need to cut it?
Yeah.
You can't cut the piece of wood. It's the train track, you silly Billy.
I need birthday sausage.
You need birthday sausage? I'll tell you what, we need to make a list of who we want to invite.
We should find out right now.
We could do with a house as big as Fireman Sam's fire station, then we might be able to get all your friends in. I think what we've got to do, Thomas, is actually on your birthday, darling, on the Monday.
I need to draw a big snake.
Do you? You need to draw a big snake. Where's a piece of paper?
Yeah.
I think you need to invite your close friends actually on your birthday, don't you?
Yeah.
Just on that side, please, because Mummy's written on the other side. Just keep it on the paper, not on the clock. So it's just your close friends on your birthday. But then during the week, we can invite other people because we're going to ask Abigail to come, aren't we? Abigail can come with Molly and Frances because Abigail and Molly and Frances don't really know anybody else. And their two mummies would like to see one another. So I think we'll have a little tea party one afternoon. And then we've got to invite Lauren, Caitlin and Jenny at a separate time.
If Fireman Sam wants to join in the party.
Just see if Fireman Sam can come along. He won't take up much room. Because Lauren, Caitlin and Jenny all go to nursery in the afternoon, so they wouldn't be able to come on Monday. But they could perhaps come another day, one morning, for some cakes or something.
Perhaps some sausage rolls.
Or some sausage rolls, yes. And then we've got Rachel, Lauren and Becky. They've got to come another time. Not Lauren, Rachel, Laura and Becky. They could come one day, couldn't they?
The phone rings of one pavement. It's a pavement.
It's a pavement, is it?
Yeah.
That's right, the phone rings just driving on the pavement. That's a bit dangerous, really, Thomas. Can you not ride on the road?
No.
Can you not drive on the road?
No.
Well, there might be people walking on the pavement. You and I might be going to the shop to buy some fruit. And if a fire engine suddenly comes along the pavement, we're getting knocked down. Oh, goodness! That would be a to-do, wouldn't it?
It's on the pavement, is he?
Oh, look. There's a horse galloping on the pavement. Oh no! And another horse! And a sheep!
The wind comes up and blows two down.
The big winds come up and blown two of them down. It's blown two. Oh gosh. Do you remember that programme we saw about different seasons this morning?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was this morning, actually. Well, it was this morning, but I don't think the telly was on this morning. It was. Where's the pencil? It's here. Do you remember that man in his garden? It was spring. And he was having to rake all the grass to take out all the dead grass and all the things that had blown over the window.
That's Uncle Jake.
Uncle Jake?
Yeah.
Is that what the man was called?
Yeah.
All right. And he said he was surprised the grass grew because of what had happened earlier in the year. And he was showing us in the summer, children were playing on his grass and he was having a lovely time, wasn't he? But then it got so hot and there was a shortage of water and he couldn't use his water sprinkler and there was no rain on the grass and the grass all dried up, didn't it? And then what happened? Do you remember what got onto his garden and started eating the grass?
Sheep.
Some sheep got onto his grass, didn't they? Started munching all the grass. And then it was autumn and all the leaves blew down and he had to use his rake again to sweep up all the leaves. And he put his lawnmower away, didn't he, in autumn because the grass wasn't growing, it was colder. And then what happened in winter? One morning he got up, he was having his breakfast and he opened the curtains and what did he find on his grass?
Sheep.
No, apart from sheep, what else was white in winter?
Yeah.
Snow, it was absolutely covered in snow and the snow melted. The weather got warmer and it was spring and the grass is growing, just like our grass is growing. Well, don't draw with your pen on your train set, I must know. Please, may I have that now? I need to do some.
No, Sam, that's mine.
Is it yours? Well, are you going to draw a snake?
I'm just drawing lots of snakes.
You just drawn lots of snakes? Oh, I didn't realise what it was. I thought it was one snake. It's lots of snakes, is it, together? Mm-hmm. Shall I go and find your snake?
Oh, yeah. I drew that one.
This is a lovely snake. Are you going to show Nana and Grandad this snake?
Yeah.
This is new, isn't it?
It's
oh,
not.
Oh, what's on the top? No, look.
No, I need to do that.
Yes, but don't draw on the cloth, draw on the paper, please. Right, come on, you draw a picture of this snake.
Put that one there.
That's right, you put it there so you can look at it and draw. What does it look like?
Yep.
Looks like that.
It's more like a slug.
It's more like a slug. Well, it's only a little snake. This is a large snake, it's a big snake, but your drawing is just of a little snake, isn't it? Looks more like a slug, does it?
That's your snake. That's
your snake. Yes, I've seen you've drawn on the cloth, trying to cover it up with the paper. You've just drawn on my cloth and you moved the paper so I wouldn't see. Thomas Henry.
That's your snake?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. That's your card.
Thank you.
That's your wiggly snake I've drawn on it.
Oh, I see, that's my card, and that's the wiggly snake that you've drawn on it. Oh, it actually says on the back it's a snake. Shall I put it around my neck like
yeah.
that? Have you seen anybody on television with a snake around their neck?
No.
Haven't you?
Just see some yellow one biting your tummy.
You've seen a yellow one biting my tummy?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Look who's going along the train track.
What? Snake.
Snake. Hiss. That's what snakes say, they hiss. 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 Oh, it's going through the village, it's going past the village. It's coming round and
oh,
up the bridge.
Eat mummy.
Oh, it's going to eat mummy. Ow, 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 ow.
Naughty snake. Come.
Oh, naughty snake, it's come to hook Thomas, has it? Oh, what are we going to call your snake?
Fred.
Fred? Oh, I can hear Alice barking.
What for?
I don't know, perhaps somebody's gone to their house. You think somebody's visiting?
Yeah.
Who do you think it might be?
Auntie Mabel moving.
Auntie Mabel moving? Oh, you think Auntie Mabel, she's left the bungalow with Pippin? And they're moving next door to live with Linda and Brian, are they?
Mm.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
That would be nice if we had Auntie Mabel and Pippin next door, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Could I have a kiss now, okay.
No.
Oh, poor mummy.
I need my snake back.
You need your snake back, would you say?
I need my pencil now.
There you are. Are you going to draw something else? What are you going to draw this time?
Your brother's snake.
Look who's on the fence.
Phoenix.
Hello, Phoenix.
Phoenix wants to join in my house.
Phoenix wants to join in your house. He wants to come in the house, does he? I bet he does, actually, because he likes coming in here, doesn't he? You know why he likes coming in here? Because he eats. Good, his food, doesn't he?
Hello.
Hello, Felix.
You want to join in? You leave my expanse of there, please.
What are you asking, Felix? If he wants to join in?
Eat that tree.
Oh, I hope he doesn't eat the tree. Did you ask him if he wanted to join in? What did you say? Hello, you want to join in? I think it's going to rain.
I think it's not.
You think it's not? It was nice when we walked to Bangadrum time, but it's going to rain this afternoon, I can tell.
I think it's going dark.
It is going dark, yes. Let's look at the sky. And the wind's got up because I can't get over how quickly the windmill's blowing. I'm really glad Daddy moved that windmill over there.
Where?
This big flower windmill here, the different colours. What colours can we see? It's hard to see when it's going round. What? Oh, just wanted to say white and orange, and it spun so quickly you can't see the colours, can you? This big flower up here, no matter how quickly it goes, you can always tell the colour because it's just one colour, it's just pink. But that multicoloured one, when it's spinning quickly, you can't tell the colours. Look at that, wow.
More like a sausage.
It is, isn't it?
It's more like a horse pack.
Is it? I'll tell you what, actually, Thomas.
Yeah?
If Nana and Grandad are going to Fleetwood or Cleveland, I might ask them to get those windmills, because they would be nice to put in the party bag, wouldn't they? Because we wanted something. You often get lots of little knickknacks in party bags. And we've got so many different people coming, different ages. But a windmill, one of those little windmills, they weren't very expensive. That would be a superb present, wouldn't it? If we put in the party bag, we've got some. We're going to give everybody a balloon with a tweenie on it, and a chocolate bar with a tweenie character. And if we put some blow bubbles and a piece of cake, then they've got bubbles, a balloon, chocolate bar, piece of cake. And instead of putting a little toy in, which we don't want to put, we could put one of those windmills. What do you think to that?
All of that. Big lolly.
Big lolly.
Yeah, that's a big lolly. Nice.
That's a nice idea. The only thing is those windmills are maybe a little bit too large to put in a party bag. I don't know, I don't think they are. But you've had such a lot of fun out of them, haven't you? And when the tweenies have a tweenie clock, don't they, tweenie clock?
Where will it stop?
Where will it stop?
Where will it stop?
They're not really like tweenie clocks, are they, those windmills? But it does spin round. Well, your feet feel cold. Where are your slippers? Where's your slipper gone?
No.
You don't know.
I don't need my slippers on.
Oh, no, don't take that off. You've got some new slippers as well, haven't you? We haven't tried them. Well, we've tried them on. We haven't started wearing them properly. They've got Thomas the Tank Engine on them. Look, the windmill's stopped now. We can look at the colours. White, orange, blue, purple, red, green, and a yellow centre. Are those all the colours of the rainbow?
No, it's not.
No, it isn't, is it? Because it should be pink. Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. Well, the windmill's got a white bit, and in a rainbow it will be pink. If you just have a look, perhaps it was pink and it's faded a bit, because it does look a little bit pink, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is all the colours of the rainbow, and the leaves that are a darker green, aren't they? How many colours in the rainbow, Thomas?
I can't see rainbow and stars.
No, because, it looks like it's going to rain, but there's no sunshine. It's clouded over, hasn't it? There's got to be sun and rain together to form a rainbow. There are seven colours in the rainbow. Red, yellow, pink, blue, orange, purple and green.
Blue.
What's your favourite colour?
Blue.
Blue. I like blue, I wear lots of blue. Mama likes what?
Dada.
What's dada? Dada
on that chair.
You want me to sit on the chair? Well, I was just going to see what time it was actually, Thomas. I'll be back in a second, Anne.
It's 6 o'clock now.
It's 6 o'clock now?
Yeah. I need a wash. Bobby Builder?
It's 6 o'clock, so you need to watch Bobby Builder?
No.
Well, I hope it's not 6 o'clock, Thomas, because we sat down just after lunch. If it's 6 o'clock, we've been sitting down for 4 or 5 hours.
I didn't want to get down now.
Do you?
Yeah. Watch Bobby Builder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bob the Builder's on, but there's this video that Daddy bought at Christmas. This is quite funny, isn't it? Because we lost this. And then when I was cleaning your room, I found it underneath your bed. Bob the Builder, Bob's White Christmas and Other Stories.
I need to put that him down that machine.
You want to put it in the machine?
Yes.
In the video?
Yeah.
Bob's White Christmas and Other Stories. In Bob's White Christmas, Bob decorates the yard with lights and a Christmas tree and even helps Santa Claus by dressing up as him for the school car concert.
A big Christmas tree.
When he puts it in the machine, you could see a big Christmas tree, could you? Mm. Suddenly it starts to snow heavily and Farmer Pickles gets snowed in while Dizzy gets stuck in a snowdrift. Can Bob rescue them both and still make it back in time for the concert? Gosh, this is funny because although it's March, we were talking earlier on about...
Look! Santa!
Bob the Builder's wearing a Santa outfit, isn't he? And is this Scoop, the digger? Because he's got all sorts of parcels. He's being used as Santa's sleigh, as Bob the Builder's sleigh. Now, I was just saying, Thomas, we started off by talking about the Thomas the Tank Engine story, where Thomas was trying to get a tree ready for the Christmas party. Do you remember? And he got stuck in the snow. And he made it back in time. They decorated the Christmas tree and had a carol.
Let's open it.
Yeah. And now we're going to watch a video about
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder at Christmas. Oh, look. What's it say? Let's have a look.
Bob the Builder.
Oh, look. There's even one called Bob's Birthday. Me. I think there was Thomas the Tank Engine book about birthdays as well, wasn't there? What can you see on there?
Let's put it on.
Let's put it on. You want to put the video on, do you?
Yes, Looney.
Okay. Right.
And this is down there.
You need to sit down there.
I'm not on you, just on the chair.
Not on my knee, just on the chair. That's okay. Pardon?
And then I need a chair.
What about the chair?
A wishing chair.
A wishing chair?
Yeah. Dear life got a wishing chair.
Who's got a wishing chair?
Dora's got a wishing chair.
Dear Dora has a wishing chair. Who's Dear Dora, Thomas?
Auntie Mabel and Flynn got
Dear Dora. Oh, no. I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about the episode of Auntie Mabel and Pippin, where they went to stay with Dora, Auntie Mabel's friend, and when they were coming home, Pippin forgot her suitcase, and Auntie Mabel had to write a letter thanking Dora for a nice time and saying, but Pippin's forgotten her suitcase. So she started the letter by saying, Dear Dora.
But a man got a stamp on it and put it in the letterbox.
That's right.
And put some pat comes to Pippin and Auntie Mabel in his van.
That's right. Auntie Mabel wrote the letter Dear Dora and then she put it in an envelope, sealed the envelope, wrote the address on the envelope and stuck a stamp on it, and her and Pippin went to the postbox and posted it in the postbox. And then what happened? The postman came.
And Kid Pippin and Auntie Mabel in his van.
He took the letter that Auntie Mabel and Pippin had written, he took it out of the postbox and put it in the sack in his van and drove off. And then it went to the sorting office, didn't it?
Yes.
You watched it go through that machine very quickly. Yeah. And then it went back into a different postman's sack. And that postman delivered it to Dora.
Yeah.
But I don't quite understand. Oh dear. Just taken a tape out of the machine. Look at it, it's all chewed up. That's Daddy's tape. You've not been touching it, have you, Tom?
No.
Promise me, because Daddy will be ever so cross if you have.
And I just pressed that button.
You've just pressed a button?
Yeah, like that.
When did you press the button?
I don't know.
You don't know? I keep quiet about pressing buttons, even though you. We need to rewind this, don't we? I think you watched this video the other day with Daddy, didn't you? It's the end of the tape, we need to rewind it. Oh dear. I'm sure Daddy will be able to mend it.
Yeah.
I don't think you've actually had the video out of the machine though, have you? We'll let Daddy sort that out when he comes home. It's very, very important, Thomas, that you never ever press any buttons. Because if you do, this is what happens, look, the tape comes out of the cassette.
and it means that you'll never ever be able to watch anything on tape if the machine breaks or the tapes break. Come here, sweetheart. Your eyes look heavy. Are you tired, boy?
No, I just. I'm really, 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 really tired.
You're really, 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 really tired. Shall I let you into a secret?
No.
Oh, because I was just going to tell you. I feel really, 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 really tired. I feel cold as well. Do you feel cold?
No, I feel frosty.
You feel frosty?
I wiggly wobble wobble.
You're a wiggly wobble wobble. What's a wiggly wobble wobble?
You've seen us.
Oh, Thomas, you silly baby. We just bumped our heads. That was a stupid thing to do, wasn't it?
No, not.
It was a silly thing to do.
Press buttons.
No, that's an even sillier thing to do if you press buttons. Look, who's this? Thomas the Tank Engine. Did Daddy do that picture for you? There's all sorts of different things. Don't turn the television on. All sorts of things on there. Look. Look, there's Terence the tractor. And Cranky the crane. And Bulstrode. I don't know who Bulstrode is. He's obviously a boat or a ship, but I've not heard of him before. And Troublesome Trucks. Thomas the Tank Engine. That's Daddy's instruction booklet, isn't it, for the video? Thomas, no, no. No, you wait. What have I just said about pressing buttons? If you keep pressing buttons, Mummy and Daddy are not going to let you watch videos or television. Do you understand that? Do you understand?
No.
Well, you better understand pretty quickly. Right, let's see if Bob the Builder's coming on, shall we?
Oops.
Is that the remote control?
Yes. Car wash.
Car wash?
Yeah.
0500 848.
Oh. Don't think that's the video, that's a different channel, isn't it? That's it, it's number 9 for the video, isn't it?
That's not Bob the Builder.
No, but it'll come on in a moment, darling. It's just the start of the video.